lesions, or several lesions of the working group over the past couple of months. There's another one due, we think, next week or the week after. The union, the SDI, has had two direct meetings with the department. There are three subgroups then operating since January. One of them is looking at assessment. One of them is looking at resources, and the other is looking at CPD. So who's in that? Well, it's either myself and the president, the vice president and Moira are a combination. There's always two of us there. Philip and Moira are involved mainly in the assessment one. The resources has to do with workload. We don't bang on about workload in public, but there is a workload issue. But it's the resources and the provision of posts and the provision of time and so on that impacts on resources. And then there's a separate, myself and Sheila, or sorry, Sheila, sorry. That's an improvement. I keep calling her Gemma and she calls me, it's a family failing I have, but anyway. And Philip and Moira are on the CPD, where we're looking for comprehensive CPD for people. So the problem is, we're in those talks. The minister and the department have their agenda. We have our agenda, which is a million miles away from where they're at. But the talks are about their agenda. And we keep saying, look, you know, we're not with you, we're not there, we're not engaging, we're not, but we have to be there to try and influence what they're at. So these talks have been frustrating and little has been achieved. And as I said, they're based on the minister's point of view. The new first-year English specifications begin in September. And the model of assessment for that is going to be school-based. So that's, they decided that. TUI and ASTI, all of us up here and all of our people have been repeating time and time again at every single meeting, we're not doing it. We're not going to cooperate with the assessments, we're not going to engage. We've pointed out that after years of staffing and other cuts, schools are under-resourced and have no capacity to introduce the proposed changes. All these surveys we do are very useful because they give empirical proof, you know, what we're saying. Management groups, on the other hand, around the table, when the working group meets, about 25 people sit around the table. There's the four of us and four from the TUI and people from the NCCA, people from the department and people from the inspectors and so on. Everybody's there. The State Exam Commission are there. So there's about 20 plus people sitting around the table. And the management groups have clearly engaged and they've sent in submissions looking for extra resources, extra posts of responsibility, posts for coordination, posts for moderation. It's interesting, they're saying can't really be done without, I'm not sure, they're talking about two more A posts or something. That's what the management body seems to be looking for. 750 schools in the country, that's 1,500 new A posts. Now the chances of getting that 1,500 new A posts, I mean, we've been saying to them, look, it's not going to happen. So we've said to the management bodies, you're asking for something, isn't going to happen, so like, come over to the dark side, come over and join us. They've also proposed moderation methodologies, as the management bodies, that involve internal assessment with some sort of sampled external moderation. So they've accepted that you can't have 100% internal assessment. And the management bodies are going to think, yeah, but some sort of sampling of the assessment by the teachers would suffice. Our consistent position has been in opposition to school-based assessment for the purposes of the junior JCSA. Therefore, we've made no specific proposals on resources that might be required for this. Because we're saying we're not there, we're somewhere else. So we're, and you heard the minister saying, you know, why don't we start making proposals and so on? Well, we can't, because it's about, we're in a different time zone, right? Phasing changes were announced on the 17th of January. The department announced to the working group that there were going to be substantial changes in the phasing of the junior cycle. Now, convention last year, we decided we want to delay the whole thing. That's one of the things we were told. So there has been some movement on that, and there are some delays. Big change is English is going to be the only subject to be changed from September 2014. And the school-based assessment for English won't take place until, summer 2016. So it's a little bit down the road. So English coming in September 14, the assessment for English, we're opposed to, won't be happening in September, or until summer 16. Short courses were to be coming in September 14, they're now optional. So that was, if you like, a concession. One further curriculum will be, new specifications or curriculum will be introduced in September 15, and that's science. In September 16, it's business and Irish. So the phasing in has been pushed out. Standardised testing for English, Irish, and mathematics, their first language, and mathematics will take place in spring 2017. So that's been pushed out as well. It was to be the school year 2015-16, so that's been pushed out to 17. So we are having some impact, if you like. They are conceding that schools just can't do what the original plan said on the tin, can't do it. So they're pushing these out further into the future. Art, craft and design, modern languages have been put back as well to 2017. They have agreed to extra CPD. Now we pointed out, one day CPD for teachers of English in advance of a new course was nonsense. I mean, the idea that you could transform your entire methodology in an afternoon or a day is nonsense. You know, someone like me, say I've been teaching for 35 years in my particular way, and I'm expected to change that in a day. You know, it's nonsensical. Now, they have agreed to extra days, and also they've agreed to a whole staff in-service day per year for each year from now on until the junior cycle is fully implemented. So every year, whole staff will have a staff day on the junior cycle. And,